Grammy Award-winning trumpeter and bandleader Irvin Mayfield was born on this date in 1977. The musician received his first trumpet in the fourth grade and graduated from the New Orleans Center of Creative Arts in 1995. After turning down a scholarship to the Juilliard School of Music, Mayfield studied at the University of New Orleans Jazz Studies program. Eager to perform, he left college in 1997 and formed the Irvin Mayfield Septet. In 1998, Mayfield co-founded the Latin jazz band Los Hombres Calientes with drummer Jason Marsalis and percussionist Bill Summers. Their debut CD won Billboard's Latin Music Award for Contemporary Jazz Album of the Year. In 2002, Mayfield created the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Under his artistic direction, the 20-piece orchestra won the 2010 Grammy Award for Best Large Jazz Ensemble for its critically acclaimed CD Book One. A proponent of linking jazz with academia, Mayfield established the New Orleans Jazz Institute at the University of New Orleans in 2008. He is currently a professor of professional practice at UNO's College of Liberal Arts and teaches New Orleans as discourse. In 2009, he entered into a partnership with the Royal Sonesta Hotels, opening Irvin Mayfield's Jazz Playhouse on Bourbon Street in the French Quarter. The Playhouse provides more than 50 jazz musicians an opportunity to perform and build new audiences on a weekly basis. The land for the Delta Heritage Trail State Park was acquired 18 years ago on this date. The Delta Heritage Trail is being developed in phases along 73 miles of abandoned Union Pacific Railroad right-of-way through Phillips, Arkansas and Deschaux counties in eastern Arkansas. The first hiking and biking segment was opened in 2002 from Helena Junction to Barton along Arkansas 85, 1 mile south of US 49. The corridor for trail development includes 887 acres of natural delta lowlands, 58 bridges, including spans over the White and Arkansas rivers, and numerous opportunities for wildlife viewing. The poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement C. Moore, was first published in the Troy Sentinel on this date in 1823. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.